Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. I am your host, Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. It is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Today is July 25th, 2015. We are still celebrating the month of July, 31 days of favor. Yes, 31 days of supernatural favor. Radio Land, I'm so excited today. I have an awesome guest on the show today, the woman of God, Prophetess Sharice Simmons of the Five Star Woman Tour. Yes, the Five Star Woman Tour is getting ready to stop in Chicago, then headed to Birmingham, Alabama, then Atlanta, Georgia, then Houston, Texas, then in my former hometown of Jacksonville, Florida. This woman of God is on the move. She's on the front line for the kingdom, and we're just so excited to have her on the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. At this time, I'm going to bring on my assistant evangelist, Dana Duffy. She has some announcements. Then we're going to proceed to the interview with Prophetess Sharice Simmons. Dana, you have the floor.
Chicago, Illinois, welcome to Tamiko Stewart International Ministry. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Girls Night Out, Chicago, Illinois, monthly Thursday outing at 7 p.m. Venue to be announced at a later time. The Diamond Conference, Saturday, November the 14th, 2015, in Chicago, Illinois. Speaker, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, and Pastor Dr. Patricia McGodman of Laurel, Maryland. Join us every Tuesday on the National Women Empowerment Call with Prophetess Tamiko Stewart at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. If you are in need of prayer, call our administrative office at 773-345-8722. Again, for prayer, that number is 773-345-8722. 8722. The ministry has relocated to Chicago, Illinois, and we need your financial support. You can sow via PayPal. Email address is give@tamikostewart.com. Again, that email address is give@tamikostewart.com. Or you can do a Walmart to Walmart or MoneyGram transfer. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6 says, "But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Back to you, Prophetess Tamiko.
Thank you, Dana. Sending much love to Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. At this time, Radio Land, we're going to move into the interview of this dynamic woman of God. She is a trailblazer. She's a kingdompreneur. She's on the front line for Christ. She is leading the way, being an example to women. She's talking about a five-star woman. Radio Land, please help me welcome Prophetess Sharice Simmons. Woman of God, how are you?
God bless you, woman of God. I am doing great. I'm doing great.
We are so excited that you took time out your busy schedule to stop by the Quinnell Radio Show and speak with us. Woman of God, I just, give honor to where honor is due. I take my hat off because you're doing such awesome work in the kingdom with women, empowering them and building them up. I do the same thing with National Women Empowerment, and that my prayer for this season in life is for God to connect me with like-minded people that are pursuing the same thing. And I'm just so excited to have connected with you and to find out about your great ministry. Can you tell me, how did you get started with the Five Star Woman Tour?
Yes, well, actually, woman of God, last year we kicked off our first annual Five Star Woman's Conference in Orlando, Florida. And it was so amazing. The glory of God showed up, and I seen the supernatural manifestation of God's power operating in that room. There was divine connections that took place. I saw people's ministries soar, people's businesses soar. And it was so impactful that when we came into 2015, the Lord began to deal with me about taking this mandate and this message around the world. And truly, it's an apostolic mandate. And I believe that God wants to speak to his people. And so that's how we got started with the tour.
That is just awesome, woman of God. Don't you love how God give you a vision or a revelation or something to do, and you actually step out in faith and do it? And once you do it, to sit back and see how God is glorified, I know that God is truly getting the glory out of what you are doing. Tell me the feedback. What are you hearing from the women that are part of your five-star woman group? I know you have a group online. You're very involved on social media. You're on Twitter. And you have a wonderful website. What feedback are you getting from the women?
Yes, we're actually getting great feedback because I believe that God is a God of solutions. And many a times we focus on problems, but God gave me the five-star woman group to be a solution for women of purpose, women of destiny, women of ministry, a place where we can come together and fellowship and support and push one another and just share our resources and ideas. And so that's ultimately how we started the group. And there's women, dynamic women, that are carrying greatness on the inside of them that have pushed out greatness. And us connecting as eagles is producing something that I can't even wrap words around. But it's amazing. It's truly amazing.
I like how you said producing, because Sunday I was at Apostle John Eckhart Church here in Chicago, and they were talking about it's time out for not reproducing. And you know, the old way, it was who you know and what I know I'm not going to share with you because I don't want you to get further than me. But in this season, God is raising up reproducers. That means once you get to a point, you pour what you know into somebody else. You raise up someone else, and the cycle just go on and on and on. And you know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to empower one another. It's not about building up our kingdom, but it's all about building up the kingdom of God. And when you can be a reproducer, when you can reach women, when you can touch their lives, like you were just saying, when they have greatness on the inside of them and you're pouring into them, that's priceless, woman of God. That is priceless. We need more of that. I'm all for women empowerment, helping my sister, empowering my sister, encouraging my sister, and I think that is just awesome. Do you agree with that about being a reproducer, pouring in to other women?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this ministry was actually birthed out of that desire. I remember a season in my life where I stepped into purpose and I said yes to God and I stepped into the things that He designed for me to do. But when I stepped into that position, I realized quickly that there were not many people that I could lean on. There were not many people I could talk to. There were not many people
yes,
that
ma'am.
I could trust to be able to give me advice and counsel. And I remember that being a lonely season in my life. And so it
right.
blew me away when God began to give me the mandate to be the one that I wish I had. And what I mean by that is God wanted me to stand in the gap for those that are carrying ministry, for those that are carrying greatness. And truly, it's been a journey. It's a vulnerable journey. And it's one
right.
that God has had to give me the revelation that when we reproduce, that shows God that He can trust us. And that shows
right,
God that
right.
we've made what we're doing not about ourselves and what we can accomplish, but we've made what we're doing about God and what He can accomplish through us.
That is so powerful, woman of God. That is so powerful. Can you tell the listeners about your ministry, your church? Where's your church located?
My husband and I, we started out pastoring in Chicago, Illinois, and we ended up raising up a pastor, and God said that there was time for us to do a new thing. And so we relocated to Georgia, where God birthed out of us a marketplace ministry, a marketplace church,
right.
where literally we take the kingdom of God that is on the inside of us, and we're in the marketplace producing fruit. So we no longer pastor in one place, in one location. We pastor around the world. And that's our ministry. We, being that we're pastoring around the world, it has actually freed us of the responsibility of just maintaining one location. But now we
right.
can fly and we can go, we can counsel, we can pray for people, we can fast for people. We're able to do things on this level that we were never able to do when we were just pastoring one location. So God has kind of taken us from one dimension to another dimension, but it's been amazing. The journey has been amazing.
You know, it's so funny you say that, woman of God, because we know that God doesn't change, but the times change. And the time now is so intertwined with the internet, social media, the marketplace, as you said. We have to go where the people are. And I like how you say that you can pastor all around the world because you're not tied down on location. And, you know, I was like, wow, God. I say, you told me the same thing. You know, my ministry is based here in Chicago, but it's around the world. I'm free to go around the world. And the name God gave me was Quineo, and that stands for quitting is not an option. So my online global church is Quineo International Church, and that means a church in many locations. I can go, you know, wherever I'm needed. I want to go to the hedges and the highways and reach the people, the homeless shelters, the domestic violence shelters. And it's just so key, woman of God. People have to be able to go, like you said, in the marketplace where the people are. So my hat's off to you and your husband for the awesome movement that you all are doing. I just know that it's going to be awesome. So let's talk about Chicago. You will actually be here for the Five-Star Woman Tour soon. Can you tell us what can we expect at the Five-Star Woman Tour in Chicago?
Absolutely, yes. I will be there July 31st. And it's 2 days of empowerment. It's 2 days of pouring into, and it's truly going to be amazing. And last year, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to roll out the red carpet for my people. And so when we launched our first conference in Orlando, I literally rolled out the red carpet for God's people, because God wants to restore his people, and he wants them to know that they're royal and that he hasn't forgotten about them. And many of people feel like God has forgotten about them because of situations and circumstances, or just the lack of fruit and evidence of the things that they've been believing God for. So God told me this year, he said, this year the theme of the conference is going to be the next dimension. And so thing hit my spirit, because ultimately I believe that God wants to release his people into the next dimension. They've been crying for it. They've been praying for it. They've been fasting and believing. But I believe that it's going to take a prophet. It's going to take a midwife, someone that has the keys, the revelation, and the knowledge to help usher God's people from one dimension to the next dimension. So Chicago, we're coming. And I tell everyone I know, I'm coming on an assignment. There's a word from God. And so it's going to be awesome.
And, you know, I'm just I'm in awe, woman of God, how, you know, God moves in times and seasons. And I do believe in kingdom connections. And I had no idea that I would be meeting you and that you would actually be coming to Chicago. And a couple of months ago, I literally had no idea I would be relocating to Chicago. But God does things strategically. He places you strategically. And I know that it was a kingdom connection for us to meet. I mean, you represent everything that I believe in. I mean, you're a woman on the front line. You're about empowerment. You're bold. You know who you are. And, you know, I love to meet people that know who they are, because it's time out for identity crisis. So many people are in an identity crisis. They don't know who they are or what they are, so they'll begin to mimic and imitate others. And it's time out for cookie cutter saints, you know, mocking and being like this one and that one. It's time for you to walk in authenticity and be who God called you to be, and be bold and be confident and just do it. God is looking for faith walkers. And, you know, just me going over your website, woman of God, you are a faith walker. You hear me? You are doing some great things in the kingdom. One that really stood out to me was the mentorship, because we're getting ready to embark on empowerment mentorship. So can you talk about your mentorship that you do?
Absolutely. I mentor women and men as well, but the majority of the people that God has brought in my path, they've been women, but women that are carrying greatness. And greatness is a process. The mindset of greatness, positioning of greatness, you have to have a mentor. You have to have someone that you can get in the trenches with, somebody that will get in the trenches with you, somebody that will be transparent with you, somebody that will give you the spiritual side of it as well as the natural side of it, someone that will help you if you're married and you're walking in purpose. Mentorship, I believe, is how God designed it. Even if you look at the disciples in the Bible, Jesus mentored them. He mentored them. He spent time with them. He nurtured them. He positioned himself so that when his assignment was up in their lives, they literally were equipped with everything they needed to walk in the fullness of what God ordained for them. And so that's what my mentorship program is all about. It's about equipping you with everything that you're going to need to walk in the assignment of greatness that's on your life.
Oh. Amen. That's powerful. That's powerful, woman of God. Our Radio Land, I hope you're soaking all this up. Go to her website, CheriseSimmons.com. That's CheriseSimmons.com for more information if you're interested in the mentorship. Now, let's talk about Five Star TV. What where are you with that? Can you tell me about that?
Yes, the Five Star TV is going to be a platform for women that are doing great things in the kingdom of God for them to be showcased. It's going to be a platform for women that have great products and services and things that they're doing, and nobody knows who they are. And so I believe that God, as midwives and as people who God has positioned, it's our job to create platforms where God's people can be showcased. Because ultimately, you know, it goes back to what you said earlier. So many people don't want to help people. They don't want to help position people. They don't want to share their platform. They don't want to share their resources and knowledge. And so I believe that God has made me a distribution center, and whatever I have access to that God has given me access to, I want to make that access available for people that just need to be seen. They just need to be heard. And at that point, I believe that it's a seed that I can plant into someone's life where literally the kingdom of God will get the increase for.
Amen, woman of God. Amen, amen. Now, Destiny Global Publishing, can you touch on that a little?
Yes, Destiny Global Publishing is a business idea that God gave me for those who have an amazing testimony. God, a couple years ago, gave me the vision to start a publishing company to help people that have an amazing testimony get their story out, to write their book, to publish their book and produce it and set them up for worldwide recognition. And so we actually have a program called the Authors Academy that's underneath Destiny Global. And that's where we teach people that have a powerful testimony who never even thought they would be an author, how to take their story and use it as a transformational piece to touch the nation. So it's you know, and if you know anything about publishing and producing a book, it's a very expensive. It can get very expensive.
Yeah,
but I believe that when you're in the
expensive.
Yes, I believe that in the kingdom we're called to extend favor. So Destiny Global is a favor extender to people that have a great story, that have a message, they have a book in them.
That's awesome, woman of God. So Radio Land, make sure you go to her website and look at all the things that she has to offer. Find out about her ministry, find out about her books. I'm looking at a book here about marriage, Be Healed and Made Whole, that was wrote by her and her husband, Calvin, and Cherise Simmons. And then I'm looking at a book, 10 Steps to Divinely Repositioning Your Life for Success, by Cherise Simmons. Go on there, buy a book, support the kingdom, invest in the kingdom. And another thing I'm noticing on her website is there is a prayer request link. So if you have a prayer request, go to her website and scroll down and submit your prayer request to the woman of God so she can pray with you and come into agreement with you and share some pearls of wisdom with you that will help you go from where you are to your next level. Prophetess, we have about maybe 6 minutes. What would you say to Radio Land? What inspirational word would you release to the listeners that are listening on the show?
Yes, I would say to the listeners today that it is your time to arise. It is your time to get into the position that the Lord is calling you into. And I truly believe that because God knows the situations and circumstances that's going on in your life, He's positioning people that will have access to you, that will touch you in those places, not just to know you and to connect with you, but to bring you out. Because I believe that it's truly your time to shine. If there's destiny on the inside of you, if there's purpose on the inside of you, if you have an amazing story that God can use, your brokenness, your places of pain and torment, I believe that it is your time where you literally rise up out of the dust, rise out of the shadows, rise out of the place that you've currently been in, and allow God to do the new thing in your life that he's designing to do. And the only thing that I can say to you is get ready. Get ready for the new thing. Get ready for the new wind. Get ready for the new sound, because it's coming, and it's coming quick. And if you're not ready, you might not discern it. So I just want to encourage you today to rise up, to be encouraged, to run, to soar, because truly nothing that has happened in your life is going to be in vain. God wants to use those areas that you were ashamed of, those areas that brought the most pain, to ultimately bring him glory. So I say to you, my sister in radio land, be blessed, be healed, be made whole in Jesus' name.
Amen, woman of God. Amen. We receive that prophetic word. I know I received it. I know those out there in radio land received it. Go back and listen to this show again so you can get a clear understanding of what the woman of God is saying. She's definitely speaking what thus says the Lord, and it's a confirmation for me, and I know it's a confirmation for some of you out there in radio land. If you are in the Chicago area, you have a date with destiny. Listen to me. You have a date with destiny. You do not want to miss this 5-star woman tour that's coming here to Chicago. The woman of God is on an assignment. It's not just a visit. It won't be just a normal conference, but she's coming on assignment, and I truly and firmly believe that God is going to empower the women. I believe that women are going to be set free. I believe they're going to not break through, but they're going to break out. God is going to break them out of the situations that they're going in. I do believe that they're going to go to another dimension and higher heights and deeper depths. I do believe that signs, wonders, and miracles will take place at this 5-star woman tour. Come out and meet the woman of God, Prophetess Cherise Simmons. She is a messenger, and she might just have the word in her mouth that's going to take you to your next level. It's time to go forth. It's time to go forth in your ministry. It's time to go forth in your visions. You wrote it. You made it plain. But now you got to put some action behind that vision. Amen. So I'm just so excited. I know the woman of God is going to come here and be used greatly by God. I support her. I'm promoting the event. I'm trying to tell everyone I know about the 5-star woman tour here. And also when she goes to Jacksonville, Florida, I'm going to contact my network there and let them know, hey, you need to be in the place. You need to come out and hear this woman of God, because she truly has a word. So thank you, Prophetess Simmons, for coming on the show. I ask that you keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer, and I just love you to life. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. I honor you. I honor everything that you're doing, and I just appreciate you in the greatest way that my words can express. I am elated to meet you, connect with you, and to just be a part of all that you're doing. I believe in support, and I believe in real strong support. So I'm here for you, and I thank you, and it was such an honor to be a part of your show today.
Amen, woman of God. Amen, amen. Dana, we have about 90 seconds. Can you close us out with your announcements?
Yes. A free announcement, I would like to remind everyone that Girls Night Out in Chicago, Illinois will be happening on monthly and on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Don't forget to join us every Tuesday on the National Women Empowerment Call with Prophetess Tamiko Stewart at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. Also, the ministry is in need of financial support. You can sow via PayPal at give@tamikostewart.com or Walmart to Walmart MoneyGram transfers.
Thank you so much, Dana, and everyone that is listening out in Radio Land, I love you to life, and remember, that quitting is not an option. Have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye.